Hey there, welcome to First Five. If you're looking for encouragement, you came to the right place. Let's dive in. So you might hear my kids outside the door, and that's okay. I was thinking about this as I was coming downstairs. I asked my wife, I was like, what's on your heart today? She said, I don't know. And what I ended up saying, thinking about as I was looking into my children's faces and looking into my wife's face, it got me to thinking about what's on my heart. And what's on my heart today is hope. I have hope today. Hope for the future. I see it in my kids' eyes. I see the hope that they have. I see the thirst for life that they have, the zeal and enthusiasm for life that they have, and I have hope. I have hope for the future. I have hope for better days. I have hope for greater days, even than the ones we're currently experiencing. The days that we're experiencing are so hard and yet so sweet, and yet there are better days to come. And I'm grateful for that. So can I pray with you today for hope in your life, for you to have excitement and zeal and just be infused with a spirit of hope today and everything that you're going through? Jesus, we thank you for your blessings, for all of the ones that you've given us, for breath in our bodies, for our families, for our significant others. God, we thank you for the grace to be able to see another day. God, we don't even care about the material things. Like, I'm grateful to have a house. I'm grateful to have all the things that I have. But you know what? Like, more than anything else, I'm just grateful for life. God, would you give me childlike faith? Would you give us all childlike faith again, where we can just be grateful for life? It may be so very easy for us to count all of the things we don't have, but God, would we today be focused on what we do? The hope that we have, the peace that we have, the love that we have, the joy that we have, the life that we have in you. God, thank you for your life. Thank you for giving your life for us so that we could have life and life more abundantly. That's what you came for us to have. And so God, we thank you for that. And we live in the overflow of that today. God, if there is anything in our hearts that is unsettled, anything in our hearts that is unresolved, God, would you come in right now and infuse us with hope? Hope against hope. Hope that doesn't make sense. Just like Abraham believed for a child, even when his body was as good as dead, Lord, would you give us that hope? Would you give us that level of hope that Abraham and Sarah had? To believe even in the face of adversity, even in the face of no's, even in the face of what seems impossible, God, would we believe and would we know that with you, anything's possible? God, we love you. We thank you for hope, the hope that you give us, the hope that new life brings, that when we put our faith and our trust in you, we have hope for a better tomorrow. We have hope for greater days ahead. We have hope that evil won't win and that good will triumph over all. We have hope that the light shines in the darkness and the darkness does not overcome it. God, we thank you for the hope that new life brings, that having relationship with you brings. Jesus, we come to you thanking you for hope. So Lord, would we put our hope, would we put our faith, would we put our trust in you? God, would we hope through your promise? God, would you be the conduit in which we hope through? That God, would you be the lens in which we hope through? Not our own aspirations, not our own goals, not our own dreams, not our own plans, not our own purposes. God, would you be the lens that we filter everything through, and God, would hope come out on the other side? We thank you for what it is you're doing in this day, in and through us. God, we're open. We're open to whatever it is you want to do. We're even the bad things, God, we count them all as joy. Because we know that you're producing something in us. That ultimately you're producing perseverance in us. You're producing hope. So even though we may suffer, God, you are producing hope deep in us, a longing for greater, a longing for a better day, a longing for to see you in your fullness, God. So we thank you for the hope that's to come in eternity, but we thank you that, God, we can pray on earth as it already is in heaven. God, we pray for hope here, hope for a better tomorrow, literally, not just like tomorrow in the future, but tomorrow as the day. God, we pray for a better tomorrow. God, we hope for a better today. God, would you infuse us with hope that is not dependent on our circumstances, that is not dependent on what it is that we've been through, but is beyond all that we could possibly imagine. We love you. I thank you for the hope that I see in my children's eyes. God, would you reflect that hope back on me today? Would you allow me to reflect that hope in my eyes to every person that I encounter? And I pray that for every person that's listening right now and watching, God, would you give them hope? Give them hope and allow the hope of Jesus to overwhelm their soul. And when people look into their eyes, they would see nothing but you. We pray all these things in your name. Amen. I really hope that encouraged you today. We'll talk soon.